Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's advice clinic seems to be working, much to Lum's surprise. In fact, it has met with so much success that Lum has come right out and admitted to Abner that he's planning to court the schoolteacher, Miss Emmeline Platt, and wants old Doc Peabody's advice. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store waiting for his appointment with old Doc. Mousy Gray is just entering. Listen.
Well, for goodness sakes, how are you, Mousy?
Oh, pretty good, I guess, Lum.
You ain't been in a store in a long time. Where you been keeping yourself?
Well, I've been sticking pretty close to home, Lum. Gussie, you know.
Gussie, huh?
Yes, sir.
You mean your woman won't let you out much these days?
Lum, I've just come to the end of my rope. I just can't go on any longer.
Sort of like living in a jail, huh?
Oh, it's just awful. My home used to be just like a mother to me, but now it's just a prison. I'm so mad.
You're mad, huh?
Oh, I'm in an angry rage, Lum. An angry, angry rage.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just look at me. I'm just trembling with pent-up fury. I'm in a frenzied fit.
Yeah, you're going to shake the whole store down if you ain't careful.
I know it. I know it. I just shouldn't let myself go around loose. The wild beast in me has at last been aroused, I'm afraid.
Well, Mousy, you better get yourself under control before you do some terrible damage.
Well, I just can't help it, Lum. I'm a dangerous man. Just nothing I can do about it. Gus is to blame. She's driven me to this.
Well, say, you ought to see Abner. I mean, old Doc Peabody. Maybe he can straighten out your home life for you.
Well, that's just why I came over here today, Lum. Do you think he can really help me?
Well, I'll tell you, Mousy, he's been helping some others around town. I'll admit it's been pretty much of a surprise to me, but it's actually happened.
Yes, sir, that's what I heard.
Emmett Goshen, Ira Hodgkins, and Earl Pomeroy, and a few others actually followed Abner's advice, and it fixed everything up for him, something wonderful.
Gee, I just hope he can do the same for me.
Oh, he's wonderful. Anybody that's got trouble in the home, he's the feller to see.
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure he can help you, Mousy. When Abner first took up this advice business, I scoffed at it.
Scoffed?
Yeah, I tried to talk him out of it. But I, Grannies, I believe Abner's got a natural talent for it.
Hmm.
I never figured he was special long on brains, but here's one thing I believe he's cut out for. Facts is, just twixt me and you, I think he's got supernational power.
You mean supernatural, Lum?
Yes, sir, that's exactly what I mean, supernational. Abner admits himself that he don't have to spend a lot of time thinking up what advice he gives. He said it just seems to come to him natural.
Well, he's the man I'm looking for, then. How soon can I see him?
Well, I don't know. He's got a customer back there now, back in the feed room. That's where his office is at.
Yes, sir. Well, when will he be through?
Well, that customer's time's up right now, but there's another customer waiting.
Oh. Where is the other customer? I don't see anybody else in here.
Well, it's me.
You?
Yeah, I believe this is the first time in my life I've ever come to Abner for advice. All this before, I was the one that had to give him advice.
Well, why do you need this kind of advice, Lum? You're not a married man.
Well, no, but, well...
Are you planning to marry the school teacher, Miss Emmeline?
What?
Is that it?
Well, yeah, but don't you go telling that to nobody else, Mousy.
Oh, no, sir, I won't tell it. I've got too many troubles of my own to bother with yours, Lum. How soon do you think Abner can see me?
Well, I don't know. Charlie Redfield's got a appointment with him following mine, so I'm afraid you're going to have to wait a little bit.
Oh, well, gee, I'm afraid I can't wait, Lum. I've got to get back home before Gussie discovers I'm gone.
Well, Mousy, it oughtn't to be over a half hour before you can see him.
I know, but I don't want to get into any argument with Gussie. As mad and raging as I am, there's no telling what I might do. Well, tell Doc Peabody that I'll be in tomorrow, if I can sneak out again.
Yeah, all right, Mousy. So long.
So long.
There goes the wild beast back to his cage. Poor old Mousy.
All right, sir, Mr. Weehunt. Now, that's my advice to you. You follow that just like I told you, and then come back and check with me in about 2 days.
Yes, Mom.
All right. right, who's next here?
Check back in 2 days, huh?
Yeah, that's right, boy.
Well, much obliged and so long, Mr. Abner.
Call me Doc Peabody.
Oh, yeah, well, much obliged and so long, Mr. Doc Peabody.
Yeah, so long, boy.
Hey, goodbye, Cedric.
All right, now, who's next here? Who's next? Who's next?
Well, I believe I'm next, ain't I?
Just step right back here to my office and I'll check and see. Oh, me, such busy, busy, busy days. Busy, 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 busy. One interview right after another. It's just driving me to subtraction.
You know, Abner, this is the first time in my life I've ever turned...
All right, all right. Come in. Come in now. Come in. Sit right down there on that box. What's your name again now?
Well, you know me. I'm Lum.
Ah.
Granny, this thing is driving you to subtraction. Don't even know your own partner.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. I see faces all day long. All day long. Can't recollect them all. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
I am sitting down.
Oh, well, that's fine. All right. Now then, mister, let's get right down to business here. I'm a busy man, you know. Busy, 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 busy man.
Well, when I started to say, Abner, was that this is the first time in my life I've ever come to you for advice. All this before.
Yes,
you...
well, we'll come to that later now. Got to make out a card here for you. Where's my pencil? Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Card?
Let's see now. I believe you'll be number 176J12. That's a good one.
I'll be what?
That's your case number. See, fellas are all just case numbers to me. Far as I'm concerned, it's just all business here. One case is just like another to me. Human personalities don't enter into it at all.
Look, Abner, you don't have to put on all these airs with me. I'm impressed enough with you as it is.
Well, good, good.
Fact is, I actually believe you can help me. And that's the first time I've ever said that.
Yes, well, I'm in business just to help poor unfortunate humans, or a case number, like you. Now then, 176J12, just start right in at the beginning and tell me everything now.
Well, Abner...
Doc Peabody.
I mean, Doc Peabody.
That's better, boy.
I know this is going to be a surprise to you to hear me admit this, but actually, I ain't never been much good at courting women, folks.
You ain't, huh?
No. Uh-huh. I may as well confess it to you.
Uh-huh.
In spite of my good looks and brains and personality, there's always been something that sort of helped me back.
Ah? Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. And I'm just afeard that if I don't do something about it, I'm going to lose out with Miss Emmeline, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, Grannies, I'm bound and determined I'm going to win her.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday you said somebody else in town is sort of sweet on Miss Emmeline. And I know you can't tell me who it is, because, well, all your work here is confidential.
Yes, that's the way it is. Yes, you're exactly right. It's exactly right. Confidential is all get out. My whole work here. Everything that everybody tells me is kept strictly confidential.
It ain't Frank Foster, is it?
No.
Well, anyways, I ain't gonna let him or nobody else stand in my way this time.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why I've come to you for advice.
Yes.
I'm going to put myself in your hands, and I'm going to do everything you say.
Very good idea.
Follow every bit of advice you give me.
That's fine. That's fine. Now then, 176J12.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say goes. I know this is one time when you can help me.
Oh, certainly.
I admit I don't know how to go about courting Miss Emmeline, and I know them supernatural powers of yours will tell me exactly what to do.
Yes, well,
So you go right ahead and tell me everything, Abner, Doc Peabody.
Well, all right.
Of course, I reckon what I ought to do is just walk right over there at the schoolhouse and take Miss Emmeline's lily-white hand in mine and say, I love you, Miss Emmeline. Will you marry me? Don't you think so?
Well, I don't know.
I guess she would think I was being too bold if I'd done something like that. She might be so surprised that she'd say no by mistake. That'd end the whole thing right there. No, you're right. You're right. That ain't no good. It's way yonder better to sort of work up to the proposal sort of gradual-like, ain't it, Doc?
Well, I don't know.
Take her candy and flowers and presents and fountain pens and all such as that. Make a big impress on her. It's the best way, ain't it?
Well, I don't know.
Well, she might think I was a spendthrift if I done that. I don't reckon no woman wants to marry no feller that throws all his money away on all them frivolity things.
No.
Can't put no dependence in a man like that. Never could get him to settle down and make a good steady living for you. No, you're right, Doc. You're just dead right. What else do you suggest?
Well, I don't...
Feller could try ignoring her, act like you don't actually care nothing about her at all. Like she just dust under your feet. Make her be the one to do the courting herself.
Oh.
Of course, on the other hand, she might believe you and think you'd actually rather not be bothered with her. Then you'd lose out altogether. No, you're right. You're right. That ain't no good neither. So, what do you think I ought to do?
Well, I don't...
You know what might be the best thing to do? Best thing might be just to let things sort of drift along as they are. What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
I believe you're right. Just let things drift along as they are. I agree, his Doc. I don't know how to thank you for this. You don't know how much help you've been to me.
Oh, tut. It's just business with me, business.
It's a great comfort to have somebody you can turn to for advice when you need it as bad as I do right now.
Well, good.
I never will be able to thank you enough for this.
Oh, just forget it.
When do you want me to come back again?
Well, I don't know.
I'll be back and check with you in about 2 days.
Yes.
And thanks again, Doc. You sure helped me.
Well, that's nice. All right, who's next out there? Hurry up now. Old Doc Peabody's a busy man.